I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Stop having discovery sessions with your clients because it's not helping you, it's not helping them, and it's keeping your prices down, and it's preventing you from actually getting results for your clients. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a couple of things. The first thing is I'm going to really describe what a discovery session really even is so that we know exactly what we're talking about. And then I'm going to explain how did we get here? Like, how did we get to this situation where we've seemed to think that it's a good idea to kind of run a client meeting like this? And then we're going to talk about what's wrong with the approach because, it's not helping you, it's not helping them, it's not allowing you to charge the kind of rates that you need to be charging, it's not building the business structure that you need to have. There's a bunch of reasons why this is a bad approach for interacting with your clients, but it is incredibly common. Almost everyone does it this way, and this is one of the major reasons why the WordPress consulting in particular, the price is just going down through the floor. And so I thought it would be really helpful, but this is one of the things that I tend to get a little bit over animated about, a little bit excited about, because it's such a huge deal. It's such a huge deal for you, for your business, for the type of work that you're delivering, for the way that you think about what you're actually doing, for your mindset, for the way that your clients view you, for the way your clients look at what you're doing. Like, all of these different things play into this exact issue. And the issue is having these discovery sessions with your clients. So here we go. So let's talk about what a discovery session even is. And then we'll kind of figure out exactly how we got into this situation to begin with. And then we'll talk about what's wrong with it and how to fix it. So when I talk about a discovery session, what I really mean is basically two things. Sometimes people will say on their website, like, here's what we do. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to meet, and then we're going to have this like brainstorming session or this discovery session where we really dig into exactly what's going on with your business and exactly what you need and all of that stuff. And then, you know, after that, we're going to do this like step-by-step plan to really, you know, get the kind of website that you need and all that other stuff. It tends to show up on your website, and then it tends to show up in real life too, in your actual meetings, where you show up and you ask questions like, can you tell me more about your business and what type of clients are you trying to attract, and like, who is your ideal client, and you know, how do you want your clients to perceive you? Like, what's the image that you're building? Like your brand status, that type of a question. Or what are some of your competitors' websites? Let's take a look at some of your competitors and see what they're doing. And maybe we'll get some design element ideas or some content element ideas from that. And what are some other websites that you like? And, you know, just kind of having this brainstorming session where you're really diving into things. And you're like, well, how many pages do you need? And here's a big one. What's your budget? And I'll tell you what I can do for that price. So if you find yourself asking questions along these lines, you're having what I would call a discovery session. And the idea behind the discovery session is to kind of meet with your client, learn what they want, and then provide some sort of, do what they say, basically. And so the tip of the iceberg here is you don't really want to give them what they want. You want to give them what they need. And oftentimes there's a big difference between what they want and what they need. The problem with them not knowing what they need is they don't know about all the possibilities. They don't know about all the different tools and platforms and marketing techniques and, you know, all of the stuff that you know about. They don't know about that stuff. So if you're relying on them to tell you what they need, they have an incomplete view of what they could even ask for. They don't know how to construct a request to make it clear to you what they actually need. So they just tell you what they think that they want, which ends up being extraordinarily short-sighted. So then the question becomes, how did we get there? Oh, look, I see John. He says, hey, Lee, thank you for all the amazing content and strategy. Oh, you're very welcome. High five to you, John. Boop. So if you're here, I always forget to introduce myself. This is one of my biggest problems. Here we are in Facebook Live in the Building High Value WordPress Sites group. And I constantly get so excited about what we're talking about that I forget to even say, here I am. My name is Lee. I run Double Stack. Got the shirt on again today. And basically, if you're a web designer, a WordPress consultant, and you're looking to make like an extra, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 per month consistently coming in, that's what the Double Stack program's all about. But so there we go. That's my little introduction. Not very good at that part. I want to get back to talking about these discovery sessions. So so how did we get into the situation where everybody tends to have these like discovery sessions with their clients, where you're asking all these questions to try to elicit some sort of response about what your client wants you to do for them? And again, what we just talked about a second ago was there's a giant gap between what they want and what they actually need. And we're gonna dive into that. So why do most web designers feel like it's a good idea to have these discovery sessions? And, you know, how did we get here? Like, how did it come? Like, if it doesn't work, like if you're thinking, okay, Lee, yeah, okay. You know, if it doesn't work, why does everybody do it? Well, here is why everyone does it. It's because we're all stuck in this old paradigm, this old way of thinking about web design, web marketing, and things like that. And we're stuck in this old paradigm of when it used to be hard to build websites, and we're treating websites like software development projects, which are two totally different things. Because in the beginning, like not even that long ago, just even a few years ago, it used to be really challenging to build a website because we didn't have Wix out there, we didn't have Squarespace, WordPress themes weren't really all that great, so you kind of had to hand code one yourself. You had to do a lot of technically intense stuff to create a website, which you don't have to do anymore. And so what happened was the concept of building software and the concept of building a website was almost the same thing for a long time. And it's even still the case that if you're doing a software development project, you do, in fact, want to have a discovery session with your clients because they know what they need. So, for example, you work with somebody who's renting bikes on the beach or something like that. And they know exactly, what their inventory is, what kind of needs they have with regard to their business. They know that what they're going to be charging and how they manage the inventory and how they reserve certain bikes for different people at different times. And there's calendars involved. And so you need to explore that with the client and find out how to actually build software that's going to meet the needs of their business. And so that's where you have this discovery session where you ask those types of questions, where you really try to extract from your clients like the tech spec, like what they really need for their business. And that's a totally legit way to go about a software development project because nobody knows what your client needs except for your client. There's no way for you to have more knowledge about their business than they have with regard to what they need from you as a software developer. But what we've done is we've made web development and software development pretty much the same thing when you meet with clients. And that's where we're off the rails now because it's not even close to the same thing anymore. And so what's happening is we're still having that same paradigm where we think that what we need to do is meet with the client and discover what they need. And we're applying that to digital marketing, web design, and WordPress consulting when the end result of that is it's not helping you win clients, and it's certainly not helping your clients win business. So, but that's why we got there, because there's a big difference between building software and building websites, because in the context of software, your client does in fact know exactly what they need. They're like, here are the problems that we need to solve with the software. Can you do that? With the web, though, there are so many marketing channels and platforms and tools and techniques and strategies and just things that are available that are just coming to the surface so quickly that your client has no idea what all those things are. And that's why they don't know what they really need, because they don't know what's available. So it's a totally different situation that we're applying the same mindset to in both situations. One is working. Software developers are doing great. Like, if you're a software developer and you're building like a Ruby on Rails app or even like a Laravel app or PHP or something like that, that's a great situation. People are making a lot of money doing that, really helping clients. But when it comes to web design, you look out there, like there's legitimately people selling websites for like $500 or even $50. I mean, I don't take those types of offers seriously. But the under $1,000 is definitely one of the the major price point for most WordPress websites because of the giant gap between what people think that they want and what they actually need. So when you begin to have this discovery session and you say, and you begin to kind of dive into what you feel like your client wants, that's where everything falls apart. So let's talk about why this is a bad approach. Like, why doesn't this actually work? So we talked about the difference between what clients want versus what clients need, but it's so much deeper than that. It is so much deeper than just that. And so let's talk about it. So why is this failing at such a massive level today? And the reason is you're putting the entire burden of success on the shoulders of your clients. That's what the ultimate problem is, that when you meet with your client and you have these discovery sessions and you talk about, like, you know, show me your competitor sites and show me, you know, what's your ideal client look like? What's your target market? How many pages do you need? What's your budget? You know, what can we do for that price? When you start asking all those types of questions, you're putting your client in a position to have to come up with their own path for success. And when you do that, everything falls apart because they don't know how to generate that path to success. That's why they're trying to hire you in the first place. They know that they don't know how to do it, and so they're reaching out to you for help. But when you show up asking these types of questions, you're revealing to them, what you're signaling to them is, you know what? I don't have any idea what you need either. That's why we're having this discovery session. That's why I'm asking all of these questions. And so the problem is there's no leadership on either side of the table when you show up like that. And if there's no leadership, there's not going to be any confidence in the plan that gets put together. And if there's no confidence in the plan that gets put together, nobody's willing to invest more than a few hundred dollars, maybe $1,000 at the top. Because they're thinking to themselves, hey, you know, if I invest $1,000 here, how am I going to get that back? I don't really know if everything that I've talked about is really going to work. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to get help. But this guy's, you know, on the side of the table, they're not helping. They're just asking me to figure it all out myself. And so there's no confidence in the plan that gets put together. And without that confidence, nobody's willing to invest in any sort of high ticket price. And that's where everything falls apart ultimately. So here's another problem. When you show up like that, you're not differentiating yourself in any way. So when you show up asking all these questions to try to have this discovery brainstorming session kind of a thing, there's no difference between you and anybody else showing up and asking the questions. Or really, it's almost basically what's happening is you're showing up and you're saying, you tell me what to do, and then I'll do the best I can to do it. And everything, all of the other cheaper alternatives are literally saying the same thing. Sometimes the timing is a little bit different. For example, you know, maybe like on Upwork, the client's already made a request for proposal. They've already described, you know, what they need. But it's still the same thing. They're still saying, here's what I need, who can do it? And then you're showing up saying, yeah, I can do that. And then you pretty much compete on price. And that's why the price is going down, because that's the only differentiating factor. Everybody can do all the things in the proposal. It's just down to the price. Even with like a Wix website, even or a Squarespace site or something where the client's going to go build their own thing, essentially what they're doing now is they're saying, here's what I want you to do. Can you kind of automate it for me? So nobody has to do it. So like I can do it myself. So basically, if they were having a conversation with Wix itself, the client would be telling Wix, here's what I want you to do. And they're telling it to Wix by their points and clicks and stuff. And they're hoping that Wix will produce what they're doing. So they don't have to hire a real person. They'll just kind of automate its way into existence. So again, when you're showing up like that, having these types of discovery sessions, you're not differentiating yourself in any way. And all of the low budget alternatives are literally doing the same thing. Tell me what to do. I'll try to do the best that I can doing it. Pretty much the only differentiating factor at this point is price. So there again, that's another big problem. Here's another problem. You're not even making an offer. You might think that you're making an offer because you kind of invited people to the meeting and you're saying, here's what you charge and all that other stuff, but that's not really what's happening. What's really happening is your client is making the offer to you. They're saying, here's what I want you to do. This is what I'm willing to pay. Will you do it? That's ultimately what's happening in these meetings. And now it's up to you to decide, will you accept their offer? And so now you're totally out of control of your entire business. You're not in control with your pricing. Your client just said what they're willing to pay. You're not in control of even the type of work you're doing. They're saying what they want you to do. You're not in control of your business structure. You don't have any kind of recurring revenue coming in from any of this most of the time because your client doesn't know how to think, do that forward thinking into, well, what am I going to do next month or what am I going to do after the website's launched? And so they're not thinking along those lines, which is the symptom of that, by the way, is when you try to say, hey, you know, would you like to buy some sort of a maintenance package? You know, like maybe it's, you know, 5 hours a month prepaid at a discount. Whereas if you kind of, you know, if you prepay for the 5 hours, it'll be cheaper. And then, of course, nobody says they want to do that. It's very rare that clients will agree to that because they're thinking, well, I don't know what I would ask for those 5 hours. I don't know how I'd use that prepaid time. Therefore, I'll just wing it. And if I happen to have a need, I'll call you when I have a need. And of course, then I'll have to, the website's built and they're back doing their own thing. They're probably not even thinking about you that much unless an emergency arises. And then you really basically are ripping yourself off even harder because you still have the feast or famine problem. It's just that if you were going to sell the prepaid hours, it's cheaper now than it otherwise would have been. So the business structure falls apart. It's just a giant mess. So kind of as a quick summary of these problems, you're always on defense with this strategy. Like when you show up at a meeting, like a discovery session style meeting, you're always on defense because you never really know what your client's going to ask for. You have to be able to do all of the things. You want to be able to say yes, 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 yes when they say, can you do whatever? So you're always on defense. You're never on offense. And you're never going to be able to actually make a lot of progress by always being reactive to everything. You're never going to be able to be an expert in anything because you're always going to have to try to know how to do everything. And that's going to be a big problem. It's also going to mean that you're not in control of your own prices because how do you differentiate yourself? Do you feel like that you're going to be able to say, it's better to work with me than it is to work with someone on Upwork because, and then you fill in the blank. And most of the time, the filling in of the blank is you saying, I answer phone calls. I am in your local area. I'm a nice person. I really care. I've got, you know, 20 years of experience or, you know, whatever it might be. And that might take you a little bit further down the road. Like if somebody was charging $1,000 and you're charging $1,200 and your client's thinking, oh, well, you know, this person's local. I can go to their office or call them on the phone. And, you know, they do obviously have a lot of experience. That might get you a couple $100 extra compared to the competition. But if someone's charging $1,000 and you're charging like $5,000, it's not going to bridge that gap. You're not going to be able to, the customer service alone is not going to get you to the point where you're generating the kind of revenue that you really need to be a sustaining, growing business. And that's going to be a huge problem. So this is an example of how you're not in control of your prices when you have this discovery session. Even if you feel like you're kind of separating yourself out with like customer service, you're not setting yourself apart from the competition. You're not saying that there's nothing that you're bringing to the table that everyone else isn't bringing to the table too, because nobody's bringing anything to the table. The only people bringing stuff to the table is the client. And you're just trying to ask these questions to try to extract what they think that they want, which of course, again, does not match up to what they actually need because they don't know what they need. So you're not differentiating yourself from the competition. So you're just like everybody else. So therefore you're competing on price, which again is why the price is falling through the floor and everybody's struggling. And the average WordPress developer makes like, you know, $30,000 a year or something like that in this kind of freelancing mindset. But there's other WordPress developers that have made $30,000 in the last 3 weeks that I'm working with in the Double Stack program because we're making this shift. And so go to doublestack.net, look on the homepage, watch a couple of the interviews that we've been doing recently with some of the Double Stackers. And you'll see that people are successfully like 10xing their pricing and having tremendous success by making this shift by not having discovery sessions. For example, the most recent one, I was talking to Amy. She's in Idaho, so you don't have to be in New York City or Orlando, Florida, or you know, San Francisco, or any of these huge cities to be able to successfully 10x your pricing. So check out that. And so what I'm telling you is that right now is kind of like the best time and the worst time to be in WordPress consulting or WordPress development. Because if you're doing it the traditional way, like everybody else, you're gonna find yourself trying to, you know, basically do this price war thing where you can't really charge the type of prices that you really need to build a sustainable business. You're gonna be tapping out at probably $2,000 to $3,000 per month. And that's kind of the ceiling. Because as soon as you raise your pricing, even if you're nicer or more available than other people, if you're significantly raising your pricing where you're trying to get to $7,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 per month, you can't do that. You price yourself right out of the market, and your client says, well, it's great talking to you. I like what you're saying, but man, you're like 10 times more expensive than everyone else. You know, I can't afford that. And you know, what else can we do? And now you're stuck saying, well, either you accept the client for a cheaper price than you know that you're worth and that you really need to really make a sustainable business. So you're basically undercutting your own prices, knowing for a fact that you're not going to hit your revenue goals because you're charging too little, or you just lose the client altogether, and because you just priced yourself out of the market, and now you don't have the job at all. So that's a big problem. So what I'm saying by that is you don't have the business structure you need to build a sustainable business. And the biggest problem, you know, if all those problems weren't big enough, the biggest problem is you're not actually helping. You're not actually helping your clients at the level that they really are counting on you for a variety of reasons. First of all, they don't know what to ask for. What you need to be doing, the solution to this problem, is to bring a solution to the table that is going to be significantly better than anything that your client could come up with on their own. And when you do that, that is going to be the major differentiating factor from everybody else. And this is why you can charge 5 or 10 times more than everybody else without pricing yourself out of the market, because you're not offering what everyone else is offering. You're offering a fundamentally different and better service that is dramatically better than anything that your client could come up with on their own. And that's why they're willing to pay 5 or 10 times more. That's why they don't build a Wix or Squarespace website on their own. That's why they don't hire a cheaper developer. That's why they don't go on Upwork or Fiverr. All of the other cheaper alternatives requires your client to be responsible for their own success, which is the very thing they aren't able to do. And if you are able to bring that type of leadership and genuine integrity into your meetings, it's going to fundamentally transform everything about your business. It's going to change your pricing. It's going to change your business structure. It's going to change your mindset with how you feel about approaching new clients. It's going to change the way clients view you. It's going to change what they feel like is a reasonable investment. It resolves the, you know, I can't afford that problem. It resolves the let me think about it problem. You know, all of these types of objections that are very common with these discovery session style meetings sort of self-resolve because you've shifted the entire framework into a new paradigm. So if you want to learn how to do that, then let's talk about it. So if you feel like this is the kind of thing that is really resonating with you and that you've gone to a lot of meetings and these are the types of questions you're asking and you're hearing clients say, that's too expensive, I can't afford that, let me think about it, I'm checking for some other alternatives, or, you know, I like what you've told me, I'm just going to do what you said, but I'm going to do it myself on Wix. Like, if people are saying those types of things to you, let's get on the phone and fix that problem so that you can start making $7,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 per month consistently with your web design business. It's absolutely possible to do. We're doing it right here. And we can talk about it for free. So the whole point of going to doublestack.net/call is to see if this is going to be a good fit for you, if this is the kind of thing that's going to be helpful. And what we'll do while we're on the call is we'll talk about what is it like when you have these client meetings. What are some of the objections that people are giving you for the types of offers that you're making? What's the price point that you really need to be charging in order to hit your revenue goals? Like, if you've got in your mind you want to be making $10,000 per month, what does that mean in terms of what you need to charge? How many clients you need at that level? Do you have any recurring revenue coming in? That's another thing. Like, if you don't have recurring revenue coming in, you're never going to be able to scale your business. And the reason why is because every time you launch a site, you go down to zero, and then you have to find another client just to bring it back up. So there's really nothing scaling. It's just this kind of binary bot back and forth kind of a thing. Whereas when you have recurring revenue coming in, even if it's not a huge amount, like even if it's like $850 to $1,000 per month per client, every time you get a new client, you give yourself a raise. And so that's the solution. The key to having a sustainable business that will scale is to get recurring revenue. So if you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't know what to put in the retainers, every time I offer a maintenance plan, my clients say no. If those are the types of objections that you're hearing with regard to like the recurring revenue side of your business, let's talk about how to fix that too, because it's a very similar problem to this whole meeting structure thing. So let's get on the phone and talk about it. Head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes to really dive into your business, where you are right now, where you need to be, And then we'll put a step-by-step plan together to get you there, talking about all that stuff we just discussed. And at the end of it all, I think you're going to come away with it being like, hey, you know what? I'm never going to do another discovery session with my clients ever again, because it's not serving anybody. It's not serving you. It's not serving them. It's not serving their customers. It's like it's a fail straight across on every level. But when you make the change, when you make the shift, and you give yourself the opportunity to do your best work, because you've got the finances to do it, because you've got the time to do it, because your client's mindset is open beyond just needing a quick website, and that what they really want is a more comprehensive online marketing strategy. When you do that, you're winning, because you're bringing in the revenue that you need to grow your business. Your client is winning, because since you're bringing in the revenue you need, you can do your best work. Because you're doing your best work, you're driving the best outcomes for your clients, which means that they're doing better. And then, of course, your clients' customers are happier too, because they're becoming customers of your clients, because now they know about the fact that your client's out there. You've helped them, you know, nurture leads or generate leads or increase their brand visibility, or, you know, build an email list so your client can keep their customers up to speed with what's going on. And so everybody's happier when you do it that way. It all works out better. It's a win. It's a triple win right on down the line like that. So that's what I would like to really put a strong emphasis on today. Just a quick recap, there's a huge difference between meeting with a client for a software development project and meeting with a client for building a website and doing digital marketing and online development for them. So that's kind of the thing to realize. And because of that difference, the way that you structure your client meetings is dramatically different in those two paradigms. So if you find yourself depending on your client to tell you what they need, that should be a big red flag saying, hey, this is probably not the best approach. I'm not really serving myself. I'm not really serving my clients. I'm not really serving their customers. It's not working out, because the big gap is your clients might know what they think they want because they've seen some things around, but by asking them what they want, you're putting the entire burden of success on their shoulders. You don't want to be doing that, because they don't have the experience that you have. And so let me just show you a couple of things. Let me show you like a dozen or more different types of like technical skill sets that can drive results for your clients. And then let me show you exactly how to present that without overwhelming them either. So those are a lot of things that we can be talking about. And so head over to doublestack.net/call and book a time. You'll see my calendar pop up. And again, when you see that, that's actually me and my personal calendar. And you and I specifically will be speaking, not anybody else that I work with or anything like that. So head over there, pick a time, and then right after that, what you'll do is you'll see a little form pop up, and you just kind of fill out a little more information, give me like a link to your website, talk to me about your business, the kind of work, the kind of clients that you've been working with. So I'll be able to kind of look at that and kind of prepare, so that when we get on the phone, we can really just cram pack that 45 minutes with as much value as possible.